You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mike Tomlin's team is on the floor, at least for now. This is pretty much it. You know, we're going to see some guys probably get brought back, some guys obviously to the practice squad, on and off the practice squad. Will Howard, it sounds like, will go on IR, which means at least four games. But this is basically your 2025 Steelers. What do you make of this group? Is Keanu Benton now injured limits? Have you seen anything to that effect?
I think bumps and bruises associated with practice, I guess we can define it as, but nothing that's going to keep him out of games.
Yeah, that's what Dulac seems to indicate. An upper body injury caused him to miss practice on Sunday, but he was back on Monday with a sleeve on the left elbow. Okay. Bill Cowher, as I mentioned at the top of the show, believes this is their best roster since they last won a playoff game in the year 2016. How old were you, Limits, in 2016?
I was 14, about to turn 15.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
Last time they won a playoff game, I was a sophomore in high school.
And they haven't even been competitive in a playoff game since then. It truly is remarkable. Do you agree with Cowher out there, however, that this is the best roster since then? At 412-928-9370. So much of it, to me, very obviously, depends on the quarterback. I mean, anytime you're analyzing a roster, it has to be heavily weighted on the quarterback. You can't just evaluate all positions the same. So, again, I go back to 17 and 18, and those offensive lines, I think, were better than this one. That quarterback in his prime was better than this one, and they had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. What are we talking about? I'm not sure I really get Cowher's take. Defensively, are they better? I don't know. Stephon Tuitt was better than most of the guys who have come after him on that defensive line. They had Cam Hayward smack in the middle of his prime for a couple years there, even after they won. And you can still say he's in his prime based on how he played last year. They had a younger Hayward. They had Stephon Tuitt for a couple years. They had Shazier before he got injured in the time period after when Cowher's talking about. Their secondary was an annual problem spot. TJ Watt was a rookie on a pretty good team, I thought. This roster, I will say, has talent in a lot of different areas, but it remains kind of a mystery to me. I don't know how you feel, Limits, but that's personified most in the quarterback. Does anybody know what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers? Do you feel confident in what you're going to see? My best guess at this point is that he's going to be late-stage Ben and Russell Wilson, which is a guy who puts up very respectable numbers, can still win games, but doesn't win many by himself. And when the competition stiffens, the age shows. Let's put it that way. That's exactly what happened to Rodgers last season. And that's exactly what happened to Russell Wilson. Do you remember Russell Wilson 6 games into his tenure? People were saying the Steelers should break the rule of not signing guys in the middle of the season and sign him right away.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl is what they were chanting.
Sign him right away. He looked great. And then he didn't when the competition got better. And I think that's what we're going to see from Rodgers. But I have no idea. We could see a guy who has deteriorated worse, or we could see a guy who, another year removed from the Achilles, bounces back big and regains a little bit of his prime and becomes the only other age 42. I know he's 41 now, but it's his age 42 season because he turns that in December. The only other age 42 quarterback to flourish in the history of the league. Two guys. It would be Brady and him. I'm not discounting either possibility. But it's a really hard roster to analyze if the most important guy on it by a million miles is a total mystery. And he might not be to you, but he is to me. I have no idea what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers. 928-9370. Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There's so many mysteries on this roster. I don't know if I can compare and say there's more than usual, but it feels that way. Go to the running backs. What is Jaylen Warren as the guy, if indeed that's going to be the case? We really haven't seen him in that position much. I don't know how he's going to fare. Are they even going to have a bell cow type guy? I don't think so. Again, reading Jerry Dulac's chat today, it seems like they're legit going to go with a 3-man rotation, maybe go with the hot hand between Warren and Johnson, and then have Gainwell as your third down guy. I don't know. Neither do you. That's the thing. Neither do you. Is Caleb Johnson good? Was he a good draft pick? I don't know. My first impressions aren't great. Some people feel differently. First impressions don't always stand in the NFL. That's all I got right now. And I'm concerned that he's too Najee-like in terms of not being explosive. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about that. And his 40 time doesn't translate into the NFL, which would be a bad thing. Hopefully it's more his GPS numbers with the pads on during games, which were pretty impressive. I hope it's that. Then we get to the biggest mystery of all, the offensive line, and maybe the biggest key of all. Are we positive that Fatanu is really good, as everybody who covers the team and the Steelers themselves by their actions say? You positive about that? Having really never seen him play? I'm hopeful. I trust certain people's opinions, but I kind of have to see him play. Is Seumalo healthy and ready to go and going to be at the top of his game? I don't know. And nobody knows about Broderick Jones. Not even Broderick Jones. They're the key to the season in so many ways. Being able to finally forge a running game, which makes things easier for Rodgers, which keeps people off his back, which sets up play action, which keeps drives alive when they need a yard, when they've had so much trouble getting a yard. Back to Dulac. He was asked about that. Will this offensive line be able to get 1 yard when they need one? He says that's what we're waiting to see, but I think you'll be surprised, he said. Dulac high on the offensive line. I respect that opinion, his opinion for sure. But man, I got to see it. Mount Washington's a mystery still. I think we heard last year he was going to be more part of the pass game, if I'm not mistaken. Really didn't happen. The one play that stands out is the jump ball that Mr. Unlimited threw into the end zone where he almost gave Artie a conniption during that home Ravens game where Mount Washington didn't even jump for the ball, of course.
Broncos country, let's ride.
He could have been Shaquille O'Neal, and if he jumped for the ball, he still wasn't getting that one. What's Jonnu Smith's role? All of it a mystery. Now, defense, I guess, is a little easier to predict. And there's talent. There's undeniably talent on this defense. Be crazy to deny that. You have Cam, you have Keanu Benton, and you have Derek Harmon as your starting line. That is a talented defensive front. But there's a little more to the story. Cam's getting way up there. Is it realistic to expect another season like last season? And he didn't even finish out last season. Did age have something to do with that? He was great for three quarters of it. And then like everybody else, he got knocked around in that playoff game. And really for the last month, him and TJ were just not themselves. Benton, it's become now cliche to say Benton, quote, took a step back last season. He didn't take a step forward, right? I picked him as the breakout player last year. That did not happen. And now Derek Harmon is hurt, we think, maybe only for a week or two. Who knows? Maybe he plays in the opener. I don't know. Mystery. Y.A. Black became Joe Green in the preseason. How does that translate against real players? You don't know either. Then you have the ukulele player, Isaiah Loudermilk, and another guy whose name I can't pronounce. I can't even pronounce Loudermilk. Azizi Otomwe, what? How do you say his name, Limits?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Is it Azizi? Azizi? J-Peasy? What?
J-Peasy.
I don't know who he is. I'll be honest there. So I'm not even sure about the defensive line. I'm sure it has talent and lots of it. And man, if those guys stay healthy up front, could be a great defensive line. But it's also riddled with question marks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Outside linebackers, strongest unit on the team, TJ Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, and Sawyer. But are we positive that Sawyer's going to translate into the regular season? Herbig's injury seems troublesome. Highsmith had a training camp injury. He's been banged up, and Watt isn't around at the end of seasons anymore, either literally or what happened last year when he was a shoo-in to win Defensive Player of the Year about, I don't know, 12, 13 weeks in, and then he was either banged up or beaten down or something. Something happened because that wasn't TJ Watt for the last month. I'm pretty confident in that group, though. Man, if you can have the type of team that actually gets a lead in a game, and it would be helpful to score a touchdown on the first drive, which they didn't do all of last season, then those guys can play the pass a little bit more. Then you're playing to your strengths defensively, right? You're getting after quarterbacks then. You're digging into your playbook. You're getting creative with your scheme. You're having fun. You're pinning the old ears back. You ever pinned your ears back limits?
Well, yeah. What is the point of pinning your ears back?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't know what that means.
Does it help with your ears at all? Your ear quality?
It would
circulation.
No, I think air quality. You're a little bit sleeker going in. Aerodynamics is the word I'm looking for. If you pin your ears back, you could even tape them a little bit to the back of your neck. I think you'd be more aerodynamic. Yes?
That's a lot more higher than my intelligence.
The inside linebackers, everybody else seems to think they have the answer here that, oh, yeah, they're really good. Really good. Are they? We know that. Patrick Queen admittedly was disappointing last year as a free agent signing. Had some great moments, notably at home against Baltimore. Also had moments where, and lots of them, where absolutely nothing happened. Nothing. They got to get more bang for the buck from Patrick Queen. Peyton Wilson, the assumption is that he's just going to step in and be really good. The self-described one of the best cover linebackers on the entire planet. I guess I'm crazy, but I have to see it. It's kind of like some of the offense. It's kind of like Fatanu. Could we see it first and then make pronunciations? Is Peyton Wilson a guy who can weed his way through all the towers down low to make plays in the run game? What if this defensive line doesn't keep blockers away from him? Is he the type who's going to make plays anyway? I don't know. I don't know how he's going to be in the run game. And the run game defense, the last we checked, was giving up 8 trillion yards in a playoff game to the Ravens. Cole Holcomb looked pretty good in the preseason. Malik Harrison, whatever. It could be a good group. And then we get to the defensive backs. And you can weigh in anywhere here at 412-928-9370. To me, the theme of this season, the theme that runs through the roster, is one mystery after another. Oh, I skipped the receivers limits. You want to talk about an unknown quantity? How about everybody after DK Metcalf and even DK Metcalf? I'm sure he's going to be good. He has been good for his whole career, pretty much. But we have people like Ben saying there is a whole different level for this guy to get to. We've never seen the real DK Metcalf. All right, let's see it. Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, I have no idea. And neither do you. Now to the defensive backs. Minka no longer here. So how does safety play out? Juan Thornhill was cut by the Cleveland Browns. Is he going to be good? Is he going to be healthy? He couldn't stay on the field. I think he's a pretty good player, but he couldn't stay on the field in Cleveland. They cut him. My God, have you been looking at the Browns' safety play for the last 10, 5, 15, 20 years? And they cut him. That's worrisome to me. Maybe I'm the only one. Is Darius Slay still a really good cover guy? No interceptions last season, but he played well according to some metrics, and they did win the Super Bowl there. He's getting up there. The world is not filled with 34-year-old corners who are still chasing down 22-year-old receivers. It's just not. Joey Porter Jr. has declared himself as elite. He has 18 penalties and 2 interceptions through 2 seasons. He's a mystery to me. Ready to be unwrapped in week 1. He's really talented. He could be really good. He could also be mediocre to bad, which he was a lot of last season objectively. So please don't tell me there's sure things all over the secondary. There's mass uncertainty. Jalen Ramsey is a proven good player. I'm confident in that. Deshaun Elliott breaks people up in the run game. The numbers show he's not great in coverage. And then the rest of the secondary is a bunch of guys, you know. Corey Trice. This guy gets hurt more than Bo Bennett limits. Have you seen?
Wow, and Bo Bennett was injured seemingly every other play, where even he makes fun of himself on Twitter for getting injured.
He is absolutely the Steelers version of Bo Bennett.
I love when Bo Bennett will go on Twitter and say, man, I had this great run today. Don't worry, everybody. I did not get injured on my way back home.
Yeah, Yeah, and you're right. His farewell tweet to Penguin fans was, you know, I had a great time, love everybody, and don't worry, I didn't get hurt typing this message.
Yes.
He did have a good sense of humor, but there's nothing funny about Corey Trice.
No.
Talented guy. Just one injury after another, after another, after another. So, yeah, I was thinking about this morning, and as I talk out loud, it just becomes clearer and clearer. The lack of clarity becomes clearer and clearer with this team, and it begins with the quarterback. They're interesting, though. I'll say that much. I cannot wait to watch them and the Jets in week one. What are we going to see? Maybe we'll see a new receiver come in. Valdez-Scantling just makes too much sense, almost too much sense, and I think you're going to see that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.